Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he brought a Ouija board into his apartment and didn't think much of it until the kitchen started coming alive at 3 a.m. When he finally saw two large feet standing outside his bedroom door, he had to ask, did he invite something in?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. Welcome to the program. Love to hear your ghost stories. Give us a phone call at 855-853-4802, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com to share your real ghost stories with us. Hi, I'm Tony. Would you be my neighbor? And here's Todd and Carol. Here comes the trolley. How is everyone doing?
I would say this. I can't afford to be your neighbor.
Touché, I mean, if I'm being honest.
I haven't seen your house yet. I hope to this summer, but I've seen pictures.
I have a trolley that runs around.
No. So, yes, I would love to be your neighbor. That would be awesome.
There you go.
Carol, you and I can live in the wooded area behind his house with the coyotes.
Somebody does.
We'll put a couple of tents back there. It'll just be you and me.
Honest to God. So I was somebody did. I don't know. When we had our cat escaped the basement a couple of years ago.
I can't believe that cat was out there with those coyotes. And
I know. Oh, my God. I know.
Out there for like 6 weeks.
So the cat escaped. I mean, I think actually Vindictive X actually let the cat out because she didn't like the cat. But cat's out. It's not an outdoor cat, but it's my daughter's cat. She's had it since she was, you know, as far as she can remember. And it's a great cat, but not outdoors. And it has an air tag on it. And it keeps popping up out there in the wooded areas behind the house and like the high school and stuff. It was popping, but it's a blip on the radar with an air tag, and it's a cat. So I would, every time I get like a notification, like, oh, okay, I'd run back into the woods and be trying to look. And there was a couple times I saw it and then it was too far away, but I did find a couple sleeping bags in some weird places back there.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. It was like, oh, that's disturbing. I didn't want to, luckily I didn't walk up onto anyone, but I certainly did find some campsites, that were back, not quite, I mean, they weren't quite by me. They were a little ways away, in the hike, but, yeah. You'll find that too amongst the coyotes. Exactly. Who's that?
I still can't believe though that the cat came home and is fine.
Yeah, right.
Like not injured or anything.
It's a different cat. We never told her.
It's like you went to you
totally
saw
different cat.
Finally,
it's actually a different color too, but she doesn't know. She's never caught on. No, it's the same cat. No,
but, came back from the pet cemetery though, and now it's really freaking evil.
Exactly. Luckily, he's never tried to escape again.
If you escape the house, and again, I think we can all put ourselves in mm-hmm. a cat's perspective. They're pretty bitchy, pretty, mm-hmm. they do their own thing kind of yeah. thing. So that cat's probably like, I got the heck out of here. Mm-hmm. Probably like, deuces, mother, that whole thing. Goes out, finds out it's not so great out in yeah. the real world. Yep. And now will not even go near a door or a window for that matter. Right.
No, it taunts the other, because we have an outdoor cat that's out there, and it taunts the outdoor cat from the indoors.
Yeah,
because Winnie, our outdoor cat, walks up a lot of times and the two are like talking to each other. But it's more like Bubbles, our indoor cat, giving it the paw. Okay. Like, motherfucker, I'm in here with the arcade games. And yeah, it's
who really, names our cat Bubbles?
Bubbles is never meant to live in the wild.
No, exactly. Right?
It's from Trailer Park Boys. that's where I got that one.
I knew a clown named Bubbles once. Not a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. I'm Bubbles the Clown.
So the cat now stays indoors after all of that. And it only took 4 bobcat traps from the Bass Pro Shop and 3 weeks of me going out and every morning letting out a variety of possums and raccoons. Stop. And putting I'm not fucking kidding. And a new cans of Fancy Feast or whatever. I put cat food in there. I put everything to attract the fucking cat. And every day, I mean, I'm not lying. Over the course of about 3 weeks until I finally got the fucking cat, probably caught and released roughly 40 critters, either raccoons or possums.
Yeah, I remember that. It was daily.
Usually, because the shit I do for my daughter.
God damn.
You know?
Let me tell you the difference between you as a father in cat terms and my parents. So I had a cat growing up. His name was Tommy. Okay. And he was an indoor outdoor cat, but he would go out. And, and you might not see him all day and then he would come back at night. Yeah. Right. That's just the way he was. Well, one night he didn't come back. So for 3 or 4 days, I am just roaming the countryside looking for my cat, tears coming down, screaming the name Tommy. Yeah. For days and days and days. And finally, my parents said, I don't think he's coming back. Years later, I'm talking like 15, 20 years later, I find out that the family actually found him on the side of the road. He had gotten hit by a car. And so they took the cat and buried it, but never told me. So they let me for like 10, like 2 weeks, just Tommy, come home, could have just said, hey, Todd, sorry to tell you this, son, dead. But your cat's dead. We buried him. No, just let me roam.
And then,
that's the difference between Tony as a parent and Marvin and Jerry as parents. So,
well, and for Marvin and Jerry, they're sitting around at night going, should we tell him?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think,
no, let him go look for the cat.
Carol, I don't think they ever had that conversation. It was okay with them that their child was out there crying his eyes out looking for a cat who would never come home.
They weren't even thinking.
No.
Childhood memory story I've ever heard.
I had a gerbil. That all good conversations start with I had a gerbil.
Yes, they do. Oh. I just laughed so hard. Dot. I almost passed out. I was laughing so hard at that.
Dot dot dot. And it got out on the 4th of July.
Oh.
And it's
in the house. I'm
well, saying. Here's the story. Here's reality. And here's the story. I was told it escaped from its cage because it did. I don't know. These things were like acrobats. I really don't know how the hell they were able to like get up to where they got out of these cages. But anyway, got out and I was told it got out. They couldn't find it in the house. It probably escaped, and it's out living with the chipmunks now.
All right.
So I'm roaming the yard for a summer. until the first snowfall, looking, you know, from the 4th of July to, you know, it's Wisconsin, so I don't know, August snowfall.
Right.
But, it was like, you know, really, you know, November, and, you know, thinking I'm going to find the fucking gerbil somewhere.
Is and the gerbil's name was?
I didn't have. These two did that. This one, this was the corny one that it was Chippendale, because
I thought
Rescue Rangers was on television at the time. I don't know which was which. Honestly, I don't remember which one it was that got away, but it was the nice one. I do remember that, because there's one that bit a lot and there's one that was really docile, and the docile one's the one that got away. But it didn't get away. It didn't run away. It didn't escape to go live with the chipmunks. And at about 35 years old, I finally learned that it got stuck behind the dresser and pancaked between that and the wall. Happy 4th of July. It exploded eventually onto the wall. And then my mom cleaned it up. And they watched me in the yard for the summer searching for the lost gerbil.
My parents and your parents should have gotten together and had a party, because they would have gotten along alike.
Great.
Jesus. God damn.
Just end this episode here. Oh, you poor guy.
It's just like, all right, this is enough for everybody.
Wow.
Okay. R.I.P. gerbil. R.I.P. Chip.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing about a gerbil. Is
there's another phrase. Dot dot dot.
And chapter 3 now begins. Here's the thing about a gerbil. That's the name of the book. That's your memoir. Here's Carol, the thing about a gerbil.
You've got to do a play on this one. Okay.
It's just the gerbil. Here's the thing about a gerbil.
Your parents could have easily gone to the local gerbil store and gotten another one, and no one would have ever known. Like, they could have snuck it into the cage. It would have looked just like your other gerbil. It could have been, this could have, you would have never known.
I sometimes think about what might have been, but that was then. And we have taken different roads.
But there are so many stories that could have been different if things had been handled differently in our childhood.
But okay. Would this exist? I guess probably that's not. The question.
Probably not.
Let's go to a phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear your real ghost story.
This is Dustin, Greenfield, Indiana. Hey, a long-time listener, you guys. You guys do a great job. Hey, guys, wanted to call in with a Ouija board story. This took place back in about 2004. I was living in an apartment with my girlfriend at the time. And basically what happened was I'd played with the Ouija board before probably 5-6 different times, and always seemed to work okay for me and never had any real problems. But this particular time, I had went out and purchased a Ouija board. I, for whatever reason, just felt the need to. Brought it home to the apartment we were staying in. And me and the girlfriend decided to play one night. And we didn't really play for very long. And nothing really happened at that time. But I put the Ouija board up in the laundry room, and a couple nights later, we were both asleep in bed, and she woke me up about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and said she was hearing noises coming from inside the apartment. I didn't hear anything because I was asleep and didn't think anything of it, so I kind of just went back to bed. Well, about 4 or 5 nights later, I woke up and I could hear things outside of the bedroom door, but it was coming from like the kitchen area. But keep in mind, I did have a roommate at the time who was single, and he would come in late and probably been out drinking or whatever the night before. And you know, sometimes he would stumble around and make a lot of noise, so I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was just him. So anyway, I woke up one night and I could hear some things out in the kitchen area. And it sounded like cabinet doors opening, closing, refrigerator opening, closing, and I thought it was my roommate. So I got up and I walked out into the living room and all the lights were off and there was nothing, nobody was there. So I decided to knock on his door and he didn't answer. So I opened his door and nobody was in there. I went back to bed, kind of freaked out at that point because I'd made sure the doors were locked. And I mean, I always keep everything locked up, so nobody had gotten in. So I go back to bed. A couple nights later, actually, it might have been the very next night, I woke up at about 3 or 3:30 in the morning, and I could hear the same noises. So again, I got up, I went out, checked everything. Nothing was there. So I go back to bed, and I eventually fell asleep. About an hour later, I woke back up, and I could hear, and this was in the middle of the summer, so we had the windows open in our bedroom in the apartment. So we had had our window open. But anyway, I go back to bed, I wake up about an hour later, it's about 4:30 in the morning. I can hear kids laughing and playing. And it's coming from outside the bedroom window. So I get up and I look out the window. And the second that I get up and I look out the window, I hear, I mean, the noise goes away. There's no kids. I had laid in bed for probably 3 or 4 minutes at least before I got up and was like, what the heck are these kids doing at 4:30 in the morning? But when I went, like I said, when I went to the window, there was no noises. So at this point, you know, I'm really freaked out. I wake my girlfriend up and I say, hey, did you hear anything? And she says, no. I said, well, this is what just happened. I told her and she says, well, it's not what I heard, but, you know, maybe it was something else. So I, you know, I've always believed in things like this anyway. And so I, you know, I tried to play it off the best I could, but I knew something was wrong. I'm laying in bed. There's no way I'm falling back asleep at this point. Might as well just stay up. But I'm just laying there, staring at the ceiling. And then I can hear the sounds coming back from the kitchen. Again, the cabinet doors opening and closing, the refrigerator opening and closing. Only this time I'm not going to go check. Because I already know somebody. Nobody's there. My roommate had stayed the night at his girlfriend's. Nobody was home. Now, keep in mind, we also had like a little hallway nightlight. So, you know, if you got up in the middle of the night, you can go to the bathroom, see where you're going. The noises got a little bit louder and a little bit louder. And eventually, I thought, you know, maybe somebody is in here and, you know, I'm going to go check. So as I'm laying in bed and I'm getting ready to get up and go look, I glance over at the door and you know how apartments have really cheap doors that have about 1 inch or 2 inch cut off from the bottom so you can see underneath the door into the hallways. Well, I glanced over and as the noises had stopped, as I was about to get up, I look over at the door and I can see what looked like 2 very large feet standing in front of my door. So at this point, I'm freaking out. I wake her up, I grab my gun, and I'm like, somebody's broken in or something, you know, paranormal is going on here. And I walk to the door with the gun. I swing it open. Nobody's there. checked my roommate's room. I knew he wasn't there, and he wasn't. All the doors were locked. And that's when I knew that something was going on with that Ouija board being in there. The very next day, I take the Ouija board in the box, take it out to the dumpster, dump it, and knock on wood, it didn't show back up or anything like that. And we only had about a month left on our lease. And we stayed until it was up, didn't have any other issues once I got rid of the board. But definitely one of the more terrifying Ouija board stories that I've got that has ever happened to me. Also, I may call back in later. Also in the town of Greenfield, which actually just on the outskirts, called Philadelphia, in Green, right outside of Greenfield in Indiana, where my parents and I grew up, or when I grew up with my parents, there are a large section of woods that surround a cornfield, and some sort of natural historic society actually found remnants of an Indian burial ground out there. As a kid, I played out there all the time, and I would see all these stones, and they were kind of tall, and I didn't have any defining type of writing on them, so I didn't think anything of them, but apparently that's what turned out to be the part of the Indian burial ground. And a couple of strange things happened as I was growing up around there. Like I said, I may call back and let you guys know, but anyway, that's my latest Ouija board story. So hope it gets on there. Love the show, guys. Keep it up, and have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that. Nothing like the good old Indian burial ground ghost stories.
Right. Well, and do you think, like, it's interesting to me that he, for some reason, he doesn't even know why he decides to go buy a Ouija board. And then
the moon strikes.
Right. Just as one does. Like, you know what sounds like fun tonight?
Ouija.
Let's open up some doors to the unknown.
It's a Ouija night. Ouija night.
I know.
Because
I always have to laugh because those old ads are like, who am I going to go study with? Maybe that's what he wanted to know. Maybe. Who am I going to marry? But he brings the Ouija board home, and then all that shit starts happening, throws it out, and all of that stuff stops.
Yeah.
Come on.
When he started talking about, you know, hearing stuff in the house, he was hearing movement and all that. Of course, being deranged like I am, I was going to actually break in and say gerbils, right? Hamsters, whatever the hell. There was a hamster caught behind the refrigerator or something.
Yeah,
but, you know, if you're literally in your house and you hear the refrigerator opening and closing,
yeah,
that's not good, right?
Well, then the first time he thinks it's his roommate, because of course you would.
Yeah, of course you would.
And look, we all know the portal to the underworld is the refrigerator, Dana Barrett's apartment building. I mean,
it's the CRISPR box. It's that one CRISPR box that you open up and you're supposed to have celery and stuff like that in there. But instead, if you open it.
No CRISPR. Only
True story.
Exactly.
When Harper was a baby.
What did you do?
When she could barely talk, but I taught her a few things. She was literally still in a carrier. and she was speaking some stuff, and oh, what a cute baby. And I taught her to go. And they're like, oh, Harper. And she's like, no Hapa, only Zool.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm me.
It's a fun party trick. Let me go get my baby. This is hysterical.
Did she do the thing with her eyes where she rolled them back and they were just white?
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah. That was actually a thing she did for a very long time. She's very good at that. It was like her party trick forever.
She was really good at, and she learned it really young.
She would do it
again. Look who dad is. The family tree will tell you everything, Carol.
She actually did. She was so good at that.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. There was one time we were at a, because I'm always screwing with people. Or when I went out in public more, I would screw with people. We were at a restaurant and she couldn't speak. This was an Azul night. She was still in the carrier. And there was all these like waitresses. They're, you know, probably teenagers and early 20s. You know, they don't know a whole lot about history or the world or anything. And it was like, oh, what a cute baby. Da-da-da-da. I'm like, yeah, she's a communist. And I just said that. And that's all I said. And then we're sitting there waiting for our table and all these young ladies are like, do you see that communist baby over there?
Oh my God.
And all these older people are like starting to like fill the atrium of like waiting. This is like Granite City, Carol. And they're like, they're waiting to like get seated. And there's these older folks are like hearing these young waitresses. This is the cutest communist baby ever.
Carol, is it just me or are you completely blown away that he's never got his ass kicked?
You know? He can talk his way out of it.
Yeah. I've never thrown a punch in my life.
Because he's smart. He's like, he knows what to say to get out of it.
I don't put myself in bad situations. That's just funny. That's just funny.
He's an adorable little communist.
This is the cutest little communist baby.
Wow.
And a few months later, no hapa, only Zool. And then she throws her eyes back.
Yep. Oh my God, that's hysterical. She's a communist.
She's a communist. They didn't know what the hell it meant. They're just like, they're thinking, cute baby. And so like, what's the weirdest thing you can say to someone? They're like, isn't she the cutest baby? Yeah, she's a communist. But... hammer and like sickle like carrier.
Funny.
Let's go to our ghost story. 855-853-4802 is our number. Hi.
Marie. I just wanted to tell you a quick story about my daughter. She came to live with me 3 years ago, and at the time, we were living in a one-bedroom apartment. We had not moved. So she was sleeping with Mom, and she always liked to sleep with me anyway. And one night, or in the morning, she woke up, and she told me that during the night she'd been in sort of a half-awake, half-asleep state, and that sort of in her mind's eye that she had seen a shadow figure or the hat man. She saw a completely black figure wearing a fedora with glowing red eyes standing right in the door of my bedroom closet. And she said that she rolled over and pulled the covers over her head. And when she told me this, she didn't know what a shadow person was. She doesn't know a lot about the paranormal, although she is, I believe, a sensitive. And I pulled up a picture online of a rendering of a shadow man with a hat on and the glowing eyes, and her face just kind of drained of all the color, and it definitely shook her up. And the interesting thing was, at that time, I was also having episodes of sleep paralysis, and during those episodes, I was seeing a shadow man at the side of my bed. So that was a bit strange. It scared her pretty bad, and she wouldn't go in the bedroom for a while by herself. It only happened that once, though. It never happened again. And the other thing that happened to her was when she was still living with her father in New Mexico. And my father, who she called Granddaddy, had passed within the last year at that time. And she said that three times in a row during the course of 1 week that she saw my father in her bedroom. And I pressed her a little bit more, and she said that she actually saw a black figure, which kind of distressed me. I didn't know why she thought that was my father. But she told me, "Mom, when I saw that figure, when I saw Granddaddy, I immediately thought about my grades and that Granddaddy was not happy about my grades because she was not taking school very seriously at the time. And my father was definitely not happy about her grades." So I can't say whether or not the black figure was my father. I would hope he would appear as something more pleasant. But anyway, I thought that was an interesting story. So maybe I will have her call in sometime. She lives in Denver now, but maybe I'll ask her to call and tell you some other stories that she has. So anyway, thank you. Love the show. And I will continue to listen. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
What if you can't control how you look, how other people see you when you come back and you look like this ominous dark figure? And you're really not.
I think it's two separate things. I think there was an ominous dark figure.
Right.
And then I think Grandpa showed up and was like, girl, your grades. You got to do something about your grades.
Or I'm going to be haunting your ass.
This ain't right.
Yeah.
I think it was two totally different things. If she's sensitive enough that she can see Grandpa, I think she's sensitive enough she could see something else.
Good point, Carol. I agree. Yep.
Hey, thanks, Todd.
Cal, what do you think? I got my dog here right now, and
she is the cutest dog ever.
On camera you can see her, but if it's a podcast, you're kind of losing out. I'll just
tell you, she's the cutest dog ever. Well, I mean, Benji's cute, but damn.
She's got her fur growing back a little bit. We're gonna have to get her a little trim here soon, but
We could do an episode with all three dogs, although my dog cannot fit on my lap. He's too big, but
that'd be great.
Ghost story. What could we call that? Booze and bones, or I don't know.
Yeah, we get our dogs drunk and then we just put them on camera and then we read ghost stories to them while drinking.
While they're throwing up in the background. That's perfect. Yes.
I think it'd be the most views ever.
I had to give my dog medication the other night because we had a thunderstorm and it just made him high as a kite. He was kind of funny because he's like, I want to play. And he would randomly take off and chase a cat and then be like, ooh. <I'm so high. laughs>
Too much.
Wow. I know I need to lay down for a little bit. Now I want to go. It was just the weirdest thing.
My dog has eaten a roach.
Before. Oh, not
not the bug. She kind of liked that. She was pretty chill for a while. She was just like, good. She's
just like, every once in a while, if I'm scrolling social media, there'll be somebody whose dog got into their, their stash. And it's just kind of sitting there leaning to one side. You know?
She did that. Literally. She stands by the door over here a lot. And but the day I looked over at her and she was like standing straight up, but she started like leaning. I'm like, you okay?
She's like, I'm so high.
She's like, I'm good. There you go. Don't do that to your pets. And it was an accident. I mean, I've been much more careful with any of that. But it was out on the porch and it was somewhere where she shouldn't have gotten and she got it. And yeah. But she has her own stash and she,
become a problem child now.
Oh my God. Every morning I get up and she's out on the porch and she's just like toking it up. It's like, God, like you're a dog. How are you? Like, this is, how are you even like doing this? And she's just like,
She double paws it. She's just like,
she's in your car hotboxing.
Yeah. It's really weird when I take Harper to school. They're like, what is your dad? No, it's the dog.
Yeah.
The dog's in here at 3 a.m. hotboxing. It's like, but poor Snuckles didn't realize, you know, started the car in the garage and we didn't have Snuckles anymore because he was hotboxing, wanted to listen to music and turned it on and
yeah.
No more Snuckles. But it was tragic. R.I.P.
There is no Snuggles.
Snuckles. Snuckles with a K. Snuckles. No, there is no Snuckles. All complete bullshit. Anyway. Anyway. I got nothing. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.